What to do with the big hole in the ground in Towson? A developer says he is ready to move ahead with the delayed $350 million Towson Row project that would go on that property. But WYPR's John Lee reports the developer and the county council got blowback yesterday from people who oppose plans to use taxpayer money to help get the project off the ground.
If you're on York Road in Towson, you can't miss it. Wedged between Towson Town Boulevard and Chesapeake Avenue, surrounded by a chain-linked fence, property covered in weeds, rock, brick, and other debris. Justin Levy owns the music space on Chesapeake. It adjoins the Towson Row site, which he calls a wasteland. Levy says it has turned Chesapeake into a ghost street.
If things don't continue to improve, I might look somewhere else to have a better location.
The site was cleared of buildings 2 years ago. Then nothing much happened. Turned out there was solid rock under the property. So plans for an underground garage went out the window and the project stalled. A new developer stepped in. Brian Gibbons is the chairman and CEO of Greenberg Gibbons. He told the council that the time is right to resurrect Towson Row.
I think this is a transformational project that is going to change the landscape of Towson, that is going to give that part of Towson a heartbeat that doesn't exist today.
But Gibbons says they need around $43 million in public funding to get things moving. $26.5 million would come from tax credits the developer is eligible for and would get up front rather than later. The remaining $16.4 million would be a grant tied to a hotel tax the county will collect down the road. Plans for Towson Row include a hotel, as well as retail stores, offices, apartments, and student housing. Economist Anibon Basu was hired by the county to study Towson Row. Basu, who contributes the Morning Economic Report to WYPR, says the public investment isn't that much, and he adds Towson is in a battle to lure development.
Because there is a Harbor East, there's a Harbor Point, there's a Port Covington, there's a Locust Point. And all of these areas are competing with Towson for the most prestigious employers.
But a number of county residents made it clear they did not like the idea of tax money being used for a private development. Mark Lee says county residents are first told there's no money for things like schools and roads. Then the county turns around and offers millions to developers.
That gets everyone's attention, not just in Towson, but in Dundalk, Lansdowne, Delaney Valley, Essex, Catonsville, Pikesville, and every other part of the county.
Lee and other speakers warned about possible payback at the ballot box next year if the council goes along with the proposal. State Senator Jim Brochin, who represents Towson and who also is running for county executive, says taxpayers are being asked to cover the mistakes made by the first developer, Caves Valley Partners.
They didn't do their due diligence, and there was rock in the ground. And the big question to all seven of you is, why should we have to pay for it?
But Council Chairman Tom Quirk and others praised the new developer, saying Greenberg Gibbons has a track record of doing projects right, like Foundry Row and Hunt Valley Town Center. Quirk says it's a good deal for the county.
If I'm a Towson resident, I don't want to be sitting here 3 or 5 years from now with an empty lot.
Quirk and Councilman Julian Jones said they will support the proposal. The other 5 council members did not show their hands. A vote is expected Monday. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.